Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Day number 275.
Hello, everyone. This is your favorite president, Donald J. Trump. I hope I'm your favorite. Calling about Tuesday's Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania. There are candidates who want you to believe certain things that aren't so, and we don't want to have that happen. David McCormick, as an example, who I know well, good person, but he's an insider who absolutely sold us out to China. Can't have that. China has been ripping us off for a long time until I came along. It took in billions and billions of dollars in taxes and tariffs. And a lot of the people, including David, want those tariffs to stop and China to get a free ride. We don't want that. And Kathy Barnett wanted to build a statue to Barack Hussein Obama and attack the father of our country, George Washington. That's no good. Now she changes her tune. But these are not candidates who put America first, and that's what we need. We need America first. Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, my friend, I've known him a long time. He's had a tremendously successful show. People love him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been on air for 18 years. I've just spent a lot of time with him. I did endorse him, and the reason is he's tough, he's smart, and he really loves our country, and he wants to do a great job for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So just in signing off, this is Donald Trump urging you to vote for Dr. Oz on Tuesday, and together we will all make America great again. Thank you.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. That apparently just released, President Trump endorsing Dr. Oz, as he has been and as we have on this program. I noticed when Thursday, this issue, we had a surging Kathy Barnett in this campaign. And because her polls had been pretty low, she really didn't get any scrutiny or vetting at all in the lead up to this. Things, according to the Emerson poll that has just come out, show that she has slowed down a bit. And Dr. Oz now has taken a pretty commanding lead. But I don't take any election, any vote for granted. I always say, act like it's 2 minutes left in the game. You're down by six. You need to march down the field with no timeouts, 80 yards, cross the plane, and kick the extra point to win. And that's how I look at every election. I can't think of a more important race. We have all of these issues involving Kathy that if they come up in a general election, to me, it makes her unelectable. And I guarantee you that the Democrats in a general election will bring all of this up for months. It'll be never ending. And I think moderate voters, swing voters, are going to have a very hard time when they read Kathy's tweets. Now, she did do some interviews over the weekend. Let me play a few moments from the weekend interviews with Kathy Barnett.
you know that if you win this primary, your Democratic opponent, Mr. Fetterman, is going to bring up these things and more. So they haven't come to light until now because you have done so well and your opponents feel you are a threat. How will you answer him? Because he will not, you know, pull punches on these many things.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, listen, people ask me all the time, are you afraid to run against Fetterman? And my response is generally, as long as I'm not running while black. And many of your listeners will know that he is, not only accused, but he did, held a black man up with a shotgun. So Democrats have their own issues.
Where were you an adjunct professor and when?
In Justin University.
And where's that, Kathy?
That is in Illinois.
Okay. And when were you there?
I don't remember the time.
Okay. And when did you move from Virginia to Pennsylvania? You say in your book,
Go ahead. Yeah, I never lived in Virginia. That was a typo. But by the time it was discovered, the book had already been printed. So we've never lived in Virginia. We lived here in Pennsylvania this is our ninth year.
If you do not win tomorrow, do you intend to support the Republican nominee, whoever it is?
I have no intentions of supporting globalists. I believe we have ran out of room on this runway for this nation. I believe we have very little rope left to just roll the dice and we'll see how it all works out on the other end. I believe our country is in trouble. And I don't think that I don't believe we have much longer. And I believe what I have done is I have made it possible where Pennsylvanians do not have to hold their nose and vote for the lesser of two evils this time. I don't think we have room to just vote for any old warm body with an R next to their name. I think we could do better than that.
One of the things you tweeted in 2015 is that pedophilia is a cornerstone of Islam, and it's still up on your account. I took a peek just to make sure. And you told NBC News that you don't think that's me and that you never said that and that you never would say that, but the tweet's still up. So why is the tweet up? Was your account hacked? I'm very curious about this.
Yeah, regarding that, regarding those particular tweets, if you look at the tweets, they are not even a full thought. It's not even a full sentence. It's not even a full sentence. And so there's more to follow. And because this is 7-8 years ago, I don't know what it is. And when presented initially, I had no idea. It was just put in my face, ambushed, saying, tell us what you meant. 7-8 years ago. Okay. I don't know the context of that. It's not a full thought. And yet what the media has done is that they've taken an incomplete thought and they have taken it out of context.
And then, of course, these tweets are not only up. If she was hacked, you would have thought at some point that somebody would have pointed it out to her and she would have taken them down. But there are literally dozens and dozens and dozens of full thought incendiary texts, even trashing Donald Trump, trashing me. One of them, why does Sean Hannity support unprincipled Donald Trump? Then please pray for my babies and me. We're about to board the plane to California and there's a homosexual female basically saying Islam shouldn't even exist as a religion, which would go directly against our Constitution and other things. Obama loves all things homosexual and he loves all things Muslim. Okay, controversial tweet. How does that play in a general election? Because I think that makes somebody unelectable because there's so many of them and not answering the questions or saying they're taken out of context. That just doesn't fly when you see so much of it. And I have nothing against Kathy. I'm just pointing out, and as somebody that has been around politics for 35 years in broadcasting, this is not a candidate that can win. Anyway, we now have Dr. Oz is with us. Now, I've said to this audience before why I supported Dr. Oz. I supported Donald Trump very early. I supported Donald Trump because I knew him well. I supported him because we spent hours and hours on the phone and in person talking about issues of the day, and I became very confident that I could tell you, my audience, that I have a duty to tell you how I feel, tell you the truth, even if it means I'll get the crap kicked out of me, like in the case when me supporting Donald Trump. I told you he would govern conservatively. Now, there were tons of anecdotal evidence that would show otherwise. I understand why people like Glenn Beck, Ben Shapiro, others attack me every day. That he ended up being big Trump supporters, ironically. But that's okay. I'm not angry with anybody. On paper, I can understand why they would be suspicious. I've done the same thing with Dr. Oz. I'm not supporting him, endorsing him, because he's my friend. I'm endorsing him because he's America first. He's a solid conservative on every single major issue of the day. And the people of Pennsylvania, this is a must-win state. And it's not an easy state for any Republican to win statewide for the U.S. Senate. This is a must-hold Senate seat. And if we want to hold the Senate, if we want to win back the Senate in November, this is a critical, crucial race, and the right candidate needs to be on the ticket. And because I know he's America first, I know he's pro-life, I know he's pro-Second Amendment, I know he's secure borders, I know he's for energy independence, for these reasons and so many others, yes, once again, as a conservative, I have put my credentials behind Dr. Oz, that he will govern conservatively and fight for the America first agenda. Dr. Oz, how are you?
Very well, Sean. And the good news is you don't have to guess. I've been doing it my whole career, fighting for Americans against powerful insiders. When we first started doing your show in the beginning of the pandemic, and every day, God bless you, you had me on for 2 months. And during the pandemic, we attacked mandate and shutdowns and took on some of the far left liberal attacks on Donald Trump. They were willing to compromise Americans, American lives, because they're so caught up on their hatred for President Trump. That's why the fire Fauci refrain became so common for us, because Fauci was censoring the ability of doctors to talk with each other. The same thing, by the way, is happening in other forms of science. For example, the twisting of our knowledge around gender studies in young children. And that's why biologic men should not be playing women's sports. But the good news, the reason my campaign is kicking in all gears, the reason the Republican Party is coalescing behind me, is it's fixable if we have strong leadership. And as you know, I'm that bold voice that we need in Washington to represent our Pennsylvania values. I've been pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-energy, as you pointed out. And the real goal is to make us a land of plenty again. Get rid of some of these regulations and rules and levies and the incompetence that surrounds the decisions we're all witnessing now with the baby formula shortage. Oh, my goodness. The only thing Joe Biden's building better is the Republican Party. But let's take that opportunity, capture the Senate seat in November, and go to Washington with the ideas and vision and values of Pennsylvania.
You know, I've watched this race closely, and I said to you and I said to other people that I know working on other campaigns, I said, this doesn't end well when you're spending $40 million that they dumped on your head in negative ads. You know, I saw one ad in particular. I don't know the candidate or the PAC that put it out there. And they clipped a statement you made about a medical issue involving a child's heartbeat. And they used that to say, oh, he's not pro-life. And then in the very same, if you look at the whole tape, there you are saying unequivocally, I am pro-life. And no equivocation, no hesitancy at all. But that's what I've seen that I felt has been extraordinarily dishonest in this campaign. And, you know, the ads that I've seen run against you make you completely unrecognizable to me. And $40 million dumped on anybody's head, you're gonna make them look awful, because that's what they do in these ads.
Well, these are a scar. But the good news is, despite that, the most ever money spent against a candidate in a primary, I'm still in the lead. And I think this speaks to a deeper reality. I've been in your living room every single day for 13 years. You're not going to forget what I stood for, which is empowering you, pushing back against powerful insiders, taking on big pharma, big tech companies, taking on the U.S. government when appropriate. If you have that street cred when you've been fighting with people in the trenches all this time. And so I have moved past that, and particularly it's been refreshing over the last few weeks as we've gotten to a place where I can say, President Trump endorsed me because he said, I'm smart, tough, and will never let you down. And I can focus on what that means to you. Smart enough to understand whether it's COVID or gender studies or energy policy. I get it. I know how to explain it and I'm so good at it that I can actually be tough about it, which is critical because there's so many people who sort of get it a little bit, but they get pushed to the side when the winds get hard. But I'm tough enough to stand tall in the face of adversity. We've done it together. You witnessed it. But finally, President Trump picked this phrase very important. He says, I will never let you down. What that basically means is when you go to bed at night, because you can't watch every single thing that happens in the Senate, you have to ultimately trust your senator. I will never let you down. I will always keep America first.
We got a lot of news that we're covering tonight on Hannity. By the way, fake news, CNN made a big fat lie about me, which really ticked me off. So we'll get to the bottom of that tonight. Also, we'll have the very latest of the left. They do what they always do. If there's a shooting and the person is a crazy and they can portray them as a right winger, it's right wing radio, talk radio's fault. Like Bill Clinton blaming the Oklahoma City bombing on Rush Limbaugh, which is obscene. What did I say when a Bernie Sanders supporter shot Steve Scalise and others in that ball field? I said, I do not blame Bernie Sanders, and anybody that does is intellectually dishonest and lazy. We're going to lay out that case also coming up tonight. And we'll also go over this race in Pennsylvania, so important for tomorrow. More with Dr. Oz on the other side, 800-941-SHAWN, our number.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, back to our busy phones. Let's go to Rick is in New York State. Rick, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good, sir. What's happening?
Listen, I'm an Air Force veteran, and I want to just...
Thank you for serving this great country.
Well, thank you, sir. And you've been a friend with me riding shotguns for over 3 million miles. I'm an independent trucker out here as well.
God, you know, I've had so many truckers call lately. I love you guys. I'm not saying it in any other way except I hope people now understand how important the job you do every day is and how hard the job you do every day is. I have very close friends of mine now in the trucking business. I've learned so much about your industry. It is not easy. And you now you're paying, what, $6.50 a gallon for diesel. It's crazy.
Scary. And with thoughts of restricting that or, you know, putting, you know, some holds on diesel, that's it's crazy, you know, to think about how we're going to progress forward in keeping the commodities in and out of the ports, off the farmlands. We are the people that drive through the flyover states, you know, going through middle America, you know, and we are behind the gates over at the ports, and we see the imports and the exports and how the, you know, the workers on the docks, you know, are affected by, you know, these times. And it brings me to my point, you know, with President Biden and his administration and the policies that he's setting, it's just they, you know, there's a small representation there of the people that that really don't go for what, you know, what's going on out there. I mean, his policies are just, and the progressive ideas are not helping America. They're hurting Americans every day.
And as let me ask you this. You're an independent operator. I assume you just have one truck, right? You can't drive two at once. So
no, but I do have two trucks. I do have two trucks. Yes.
Okay. So you have your own small trucking business, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Now you pay all this extra money for diesel. You can't make less money, especially in these inflationary times. So that means you've got to charge more for every load that you're moving across the country, right?
That's correct. And the bottom line, to answer all that and sum it up, it takes more money to make less, you know,
right.
And eventually that pie is going to shrink to only one slice of pizza, you know.
Well, it'll get to a point. We already have a shortage. I read, I think it was the Wall Street Journal. We have a shortage of 80,000 drivers. It's scary what they're doing to you guys. It's scary for the entire economy because they keep doing this. And if you get to the point you can't make money, those trucks are going away and you're going to find some other way to make money.
Agreed. And, you know, to your point on safety, you know, we're looking towards our transportation leaders, you know, like Pete Buttigieg, and he's in charge of that. So, you know, we're hoping that maybe he can recognize the thought of protecting the people out here on the roads by setting some good laws that protect those people, you know, not allowing them to just put people in the trucks and driving down the roads, hours of service or concerns and so on and so forth. But his I think, and his naivete is just, he's not with this industry. And, you know, that's why an outsider like maybe President Trump, as an outsider coming in and running the United States so well, Dr. Oz coming in as an outsider coming into politics might be a better choice, you know, than somebody who is in that political realm of the everyday market. You know, he's just he's not doing the job for us out here commercially. And again, back to my point, Biden's policies, his administrations are hurting people. They're hurting people.
It's fascinating to watch that the Never Trumper movement would rather have Joe Biden as president and rather have Democrats elected to the Senate, looking for the Club for Growth. They so hate Donald Trump, they're going against Oz and they're supporting Kathy Barnett in Pennsylvania. And, you know, I wonder if the donors to Club for Growth have any clue the things that she said and tweeted over the years. And I'm, by the way, I'm not a cancel person. I'm not a boycott person. I'm just looking at it objectively saying, uh-oh, this person is going to have a tough, if not impossible, time of winning. Listen, God bless you. I really appreciate it, Rick. Drive safe on the road. Hopefully we'll see you out there one day. And we really appreciate what you and all your fellow truckers do for all of us and the economy every day. Thank you.
Sean, we do, too. Appreciate you and all that you do. Thanks a lot. And again, I got to just end on one point. Where there is speed, there is power.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. And I hope our elected representatives consider that, too, when they look for results.
I want to shake up the system. It's time. We need disruption. We need to get America back on track. It is extraordinarily dangerous. These are dangerous times, both for national security and economic security. Anyway, appreciate the calls. Drive safe. All right, quick break, right back. We'll take a look at the gubernatorial race in Pennsylvania when we get back.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.